The only requirement for the 8 citizen members of the proposed redistricting commission is that they can't be an employee of the General Assembly or of Congress. Beyond that, it's wide open. But lawmakers still could create new requirements for the citizen members during the special session. Delegate Marcus Simon is a Democrat from Fairfax County who says lawmakers could create a list of people who are not welcome to the party.
Well, I mean, I think the first folks on your list would be lobbyists, right? Lobbyists and their principals. So if your business is to influence legislators, you ought to not be in a position to pick the districts for those legislators as well. Certainly professional politicians, and their employees, the chairman of the Board of Supervisors of Fairfax probably wouldn't be a great idea to have him as an appointee.
Currently, there's nothing stopping a lobbyist from serving on the proposed redistricting commission, although Senator Adam Eben of Alexandria says it probably would not be in the lobbyist's best interest.
They might think they could be influencing it, but it could be bad for them because they could alienate people.
Aside from the 8 citizen members, the proposed commission would also have 8 members of the General Assembly, 4 House members, and 4 senators. I'm Michael Pope,